As we mentioned earlier, today's attack came on the day when General David Petraeus arrived in Kabul. He's charged with giving new momentum to the U.S. and NATO war effort in Afghanistan, with preparations for a new offensive in Kandahar already underway. General Petraeus will have to hit the ground running. Retired Major General Bill Nash thinks Petraeus is up to the task.
Well, I'm sure you can count on General Petraeus getting off to a fast start. He is an experienced officer, and from his position as commander of the Central Command, he's very familiar with the operations in Afghanistan. But you can look at his new tasks as a series of, I guess, concentric circles that he's got to address, the first being the military command, both the U.S. side and the NATO side. And so he has to quickly get up to speed on the operations that they're conducting and the personalities associated with those operations. Primarily new to him will be the NATO aspects.
How important are those sort of personal relationships, both with his colleagues and with people such as Afghan President Hamid Karzai? I mean, what sort of contact have General Petraeus and President Karzai had in the past?
That's certainly another one of the circles that has to be taken into account. Now, General Petraeus has a well-deserved reputation for working well with others. You'll find General Petraeus in his relationships both with Ambassador Eikenberry and the Special Representative Holbrooke on the American side, and with President Karzai as the senior member of the Afghan team, will be very good. It'll take a bit to, of course, get all of that into a normalization process, but I think you'll see him concentrating on those relationships and working towards cooperation.
The Rolling Stone article that ended his predecessor, General Stanley McChrystal's time in Afghanistan, raised some important issues about simply getting along with the commander-in-chief. Is that one issue General Petraeus has to worry about or not?
Well, I think General Petraeus will pay attention to his relationship with the president, but you and I don't need to worry about it too much because General Petraeus is well aware of his responsibilities under the Constitution and has had a relationship with President Obama that's been respectful in the past, and I would see it being a model of civilian control of the military in the future.
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, General Petraeus has had sort of broader oversight of the war in Afghanistan, but he hasn't been sort of down into the nitty-gritty of it. And General Stanley McChrystal's staff presumably was quite involved with that, but many of the staff were discredited by this fallout with the magazine article. How awkward would it be for those aides to still be around? I'm not sure how many of them are still around, but what is it going to be like with General Petraeus walking in and working with them now?
Well, getting a new boss in the military is a common occurrence. So the subordinates are not unfamiliar with the process of bringing on board a new commander. Some he'll put right to work, and others he may ask him to find or help him find a new job.
He certainly has an excellent track record in Iraq. How do you think he's going to do with this mission that's just been handed to him?
This is a case where we've put one of our best in a hard job, and he needs the support from the nation as well as the alliance, and we'll see how it goes.
Retired Major General Bill Nash is a consultant on security issues and a visiting lecturer at the Wilson School of Public and International Affairs at Princeton University. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.